Okay, let's look at another example of negative feedback. Let's look at the maintenance of blood glucose. Normally within the blood you should have glucose levels, physiologically anyway, we measure them to be about 90 milligrams per 100 mils. And of course this can go up or it can go down. So let's imagine for some reason your blood glucose levels have gone up. Why might they have gone up? Just think about the reasons. Perhaps you ate a meal. Yes, that's a good example. Okay, so how are you going to respond to this? You've now got too much glucose in your blood. So what you're going to do is your pancreas is going to start releasing a hormone called insulin. And when insulin is released, it is going to stimulate glucose uptake by your cells, and it's also going to stimulate the liver to convert glucose to glycogen, and then the values will go back down again to your normal value of about. Now, negative feedback loops can work in both directions. We have what are called antagonistic effects, so we can deal with what happens when your blood glucose value goes up, but you must also be able to deal with what happens when your glucose values go down. So let's imagine glucose values have decreased beneath 90 milligrams per 100 mils. For example, think of a reason. Yep, maybe you missed a meal, so blood glucose has started to go down. What is going to happen in this case? Well, once again, we rely on our pancreas, and the pancreas in this case is going to release a different hormone. This hormone is called glucagon, and glucagon is going to go to the liver, and it's going to stimulate the liver to convert glycogen to glucose, which will be freed into the bloodstream, and your blood values will go back to their normal value. So you can see this is the opposite effect, antagonistic.